little girl who's never done a thing in her life except spend her father's money. He didn't hit Noel again. He looked at both of them with naked fury, then strode out of the house, slamming the door behind him.
Yeah, right, she said, and very carefully and slowly set the Waterford carafe down before she dropped it.
She wanted to call an ambulance, but her mother wouldn't allow it.
You can't, she said, her voice as cracked as her ribs. You can't, Sally. Your father would be ruined if anyone believed us. I can't allow that to happen.
He deserves to be ruined, Sally said, but she obeyed. She was only 16 years old, home for the weekend from her private girls' school in Laurelburg, Virginia. Why wouldn't they be believed?
No, dearest,
her mother whispered, the pain bowing her in on herself.
No. Get me that blue bottle of pills in the medicine cabinet. Hurry, Sally. The blue bottle.
As she watched her mother swallow three of the pills, groaning as she did so, she realized the pills were there because her father had struck her mother before. Deep down, Sally knew it. She hated herself because she'd never asked, never said a word. That night, her mother became Noel, and the next week Sally left her girls' school and moved back to her parents' home in Washington, D.C., in hopes of protecting